This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. One of the ways farmers can add value to what they produce is by specializing in a niche market. As the number of consumers with lactose sensitivity has grown over time, the owner of Alexander Family Farms, Blake Alexander, saw an opportunity to cater to this market with A2A2 milk.
Two-thirds of the world's population believes that they're lactose intolerant. And many of them are, but literally some of them are really just having issues with the protein in milk. It's kind of similar to the gluten situation where people are now allergic to wheat. And it's the wheat and the milk that have kind of changed. It's not really the people or their guts.
And today, their herd consists of animals with only that A2A2 gene.
There's just this one little histidine where there's supposed to be a proline on the amino acid chain. And so once we had that knowledge, it's like, wow, you can't just sit on that and unlearn it. You've got to act. So we started buying only bulls and semen that was from bulls that carried the A2A2 gene. And the reason we say A2A2 is because the bull or the cow, and in the milk cow case, inherits a gene from each of their parents. And so when they got an A2 gene from both sets of parents, then they're carrying A2A2, as opposed to A2A1 or A1A1.
Learn more at alexanderfamilyfarm.com. This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.